When I became an ADEM, that first sort of the delegate to the California Democratic Party, you get to join caucuses. And I joined the Women's Caucus and the Progressive Caucus and the Environmental Caucus. And the Environmental Caucus is chaired by the amazing R.L. Miller, who runs Climate Hawks Vote, which is one of my favorite environmental organizations. She works very hard on getting Climate Hawks elected to office. And so she runs that caucus. And, you know, we do a variety of work in sort of advocating for good policy again in California and electing good climate fighters to Congress and to state legislature. And she sort of steered me to one of the things she asked us to do as members of that caucus was to apply to be on the platform committee for the California Democratic Party. She said, I want to have climate hawks in every committee. So there's a bunch of different committees and you should all just apply for them and we'll try to get you all on at least one of you on every one of those committees. So I applied not even knowing what a platform committee really was and thinking I surely would not get accepted. And then I was accepted. And it turned out, so I got to help shape the platform for the California Democratic Party for 2019 and 2020. So this is the thing that goes out to presidential candidates and to everybody else sort of saying, this is what California Democrats believe is important. And it actually turned out I then got on the Energy and Environment Subcommittee and I got to fight to get the words Green New Deal included in that platform. And that, in fact, I think I don't want to give myself too much credit, but I think that thanks to me and a couple of other people who were in that committee, it did get included, and it was certainly not a foregone conclusion that it would be allowed onto the platform. We actually fought pretty hard for it. And here I am, just like this person. I was like a saleswoman and a, you know, a mom. And I'm not really someone who ever thought that I would be affecting the platform of the California Democratic Party, but I did. And I guess I say all of that just to say that I know we're talking about the Environmental Caucus, but to remind people that you just don't know where your voice is going to end up once you start using it. But anyway, so RL is a genius, and that's what we're there for. We're there in that caucus to just make sure that everybody is paying attention to this really existential threat. I mean, right now, the coronavirus is our existential threat. But science also tells us that climate change has been and will continue to be the overarching existential threat of our lifetimes. And so, you know, even though right now things are kind of focused on a very legitimate immediate threat, we're still working because, you know, climate change is not going away just because of what's happening right now. So I'm deeply passionate about this. And anywhere I get elected, whether it's to PTA or to, you know, wherever I run in the future, this is the thing I will be the loudest and frankly, the most shrill about because I owe it to my kid and to everybody else's kids as well. We will continue to see more pandemics like this and for a variety of reasons that go back to climate change, but and our sort of overall the federal government's sort of disdain for and rejection of science it is so extremely dangerous. There are really no words to express it. And this is really a cautionary tale, is that we started out with a president who just repeatedly dismissed the threat of what scientists were saying was going to be a pandemic. And now we find ourselves here. And as much as Trump says that it's a victory that we're only going to lose 200,000 people, we 100% did not need to lose even a fraction of that many people had we addressed this immediately using science-based methods. And so this is a great reminder of why science matters. And I think that it is a hopefully something that will teach us a lesson going forward with climate change, that if we ignore the scientists now, we will pay dearly later. And I hope that lesson is learned. I think it remains to be seen whether it will be. I hope it will. And God knows I'll be shouting about it, you know.